Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
What up, Mom? Put down that coffee and grab a wine. Get ready for another episode of Nursing and Cursing, the parenting podcast that covers more shit than your baby's full diaper.
I'm Kate. I'm a stay-at-home mom of three in Brooklyn, New York. I'm trying to figure out whether I should go back to work, have another baby, or spend the rest of my life waiting for my fresh direct order.
Hey, I'm Christine, a video editor and a mom of two living in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma.
Allie here, podcasting up in the mountains in South Kona, Hawaii. I work as a real estate agent and a mom of two boys.
Hey, I'm Molly. I'm a teacher raising two kids in St. Augustine, Florida.
And I'm Sarah, a new mom to one sweet babe living in Brooklyn, New York.
Between five busy households, it's a miracle we make it on the mic at all. But trust me, we need this as much as you do.
Good. You're good. You're fine.
Okay. You're fine. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Nursing and Cursing. Hey, girls.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Guys.
How are you?
What's doing?
Oh, boy. There's a lot going on out there, huh, guys?
Oh, it my sure gosh.
Yes.
Yep.
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 Hopefully.
Thank you, guys, for all the positive feedback on the podcast that we suggested to you. Love to hear that you guys are listening to those and supporting those people. That's awesome.
So great.
So how are you guys? No, no, really, how are you?
just day by day hanging in there. Pretty blown away by the state of our world right now, but hanging in there. It's crazy.
Same.
Yes. Yeah.
It's like, I was saying to Jeremy, do you remember when we thought the gender reveal of this baby to ourselves would be the biggest surprise of 2020? Wow, yeah. That's such a cute idea now, because who fucking cares?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, there's so much. It's very hard to stay present with my kids these days, I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
It's so hard. I'm just checking my news feed all day, and like, if I don't put my phone down, it's just bad. I'm totally absorbed in the news and what's going on.
It comes in waves for me. I find myself completely just shutting it down. I've been just saying, nope, I'm out of here. Shut it down. Living in my bubble, and then going, yeah, that's what the problem is. So pick your phone back up and get involved.
Right.
You know? Yeah. That's how I feel, Allie. Like, this is not the time to put my phone down.
It's a balance. Actually, it's just hard, though, when you're, you know, home alone with the kids.
Yeah.
Like, I just want to lock myself in a closet and read the news, you know, but like.
Yeah. Or like, Mama, why are you crying?
Right. Exactly.
Exactly.
Okay. It's Jay and I do a good, like, Jay and I do a couple podcasts at bedtime. Like, we will do like the PBS News Hour.
Ooh,
and it's so bad, because it's like the host is always like, I'll be right back with more. And either me or Jeremy always crack the same joke, like in bed. I can't take any more. Please, no.
It's not.
No.
So hard. And then you guys tonight, Levi and Matilda were in the bath, and I was kind of just listening on their conversation, and Levi was like, Matilda, I'm making a vaccine for COVID right now.
Oh, no.
Praise be.
And he's like dumping soap in these cups and like mixing it. I'm like, oh my God, just everything's just nuts. Everything is just insane.
Did you guys see the email I sent you from our school?
I couldn't even read it, Kate.
Skimmed it down. Shivers all over.
It's okay. All you need to know, and my takeaway was, like, the public health response is going to be decided by survey. It's just like, I cannot. I just need one grown up.
Shivers.
I just need a grown up tell me what we should be doing. Like, I don't, why are we deciding by vote if we want to get COVID or not?
Yeah, for real.
America, baby. This is America.
We got our second survey today, which was exactly the same as the first survey.
Oh, God.
How comfortable are you going back? And it's like, and then it was like, okay, if you answered that you're pretty comfortable, is your kid going to ride a bus? I was like,
right.
Okay,
you're like, you fucking tell me, right?
You tell me. Know. I wanted to write back.
Why are you asking my opinion?
Can just somebody lead? Just can somebody lead?
Yes.
And do what the scientists tell you to do, because they're the ones who know what's safe. Like, I don't get it.
I wish Fauci would come back.
Go ahead, Molly. Sorry.
Mm. Fauci's out.
I wish he was back.
I wanted to reply with the shrug emoji to the whole survey. Like, no, like you, I don't know.
Right. No. It did not
I
have
wanna,
my real answer.
I just add shrug a reply to all my work emails.
Oh, truly. Oh my God. Sarah, that would be the best out of office reply. If you just...
My emoji right now is like quizzical, like hand on the chin thinking.
Mm-hmm. Love that one.
Mm-hmm. It says so much. It's like, mm-hmm. basically, mm-hmm. it means I'm thinking, but it also means are
that's
you
a stupid
serious?
Idea.
Like, right. did you fucking just say that?
Mm-hmm. See, mine is the mind. Mine is the mind blown emoji. I feel like that just covers everything right now. Covers everything.
You also do the one with like the wiggly mouth. That
oh, looks
like
that's my favorite. The wiggly mouth.
I love
mouth
that
is
one.
My favorite.
It's so good. It's like, so...
what? That is my
that,
favorite.
That
one.
And the mind blow just sum up the fucking world right now.
The wiggly mouth one is how I've been replying to every single text, being like, hey, haven't seen you in forever. How you guys doing? Just the wiggly mouth and the thumbs up.
I've been taking, unfortunately, a lot of it out on my kids. Are you guys here too? It's so sad and so unfair when like I asked Phoenix too. I'm not talking about COVID, but more of like the injustices. Yeah. Like, will you please go pick that up? And if he's like, no, I don't want to, I'll be like, what did you just say?
Right. You know, I say to Garrett, our kids are so privileged and white and spoiled. Like, I, yes. Allie,
yes.
taking it out on like, you poor baby.
You don't
got it
get to just do whatever the hell you want in this world. You want to grow up like that kind of a man. And then I'm like, okay, tone it down. I'm
oh, my
Same,
God.
Allie, it's awful.
Yeah.
It's just, like, it's all relative, you know, like what our kids experience. This is all that they know. How will they know if we don't show them?
Mm-hmm.
Now they're going to get a taste.
Yeah.
Right. Well, guys, just, you know, more and more time with my kids, because I am, I think, the only person in Florida who's still social distancing. But, which means
you definitely are.
Standing.
Yeah. But it means still a lot needs to plug in. Let's see. There we go. It means a lot of time with my kids still. And I'm just... The way I parent, I feel, is under a microscope. I feel like I'm watching. I feel like my husband's watching me. I just feel like I'm blowing it on so many levels, you know?
Mm. It's now time for a quick sponsor break. All right, guys, let's talk about Magic Spoon, the truly magical, yummy cereal company that I am so excited about. Okay, was it the same for you guys where growing up, cereal is like a part of the nostalgia, and one of the most exciting times was when your mom filled the cupboard with one or two sugary, delicious cereals? You know what I'm talking about. Okay, well, now Magic Spoon can make that happen for you without all the unhealthy sugar and the carbs. Here we go. Magic Spoon has zero sugar, 12 grams of protein, and only 3 net grams of carbs in each serving. It comes in 4 great flavors: cocoa, fruity, frosted, and blueberry. I'm obsessed with the cocoa. It's like my old favorite. You know, you let it sit for a minute and your milk gets all brown and chocolatey. It's so amazing. And you know what? I don't want to be giving my kids a bunch of crap either. So I'm so excited about it. It's too good to be true. It's also keto friendly for those who need it, gluten-free, grain-free, soy-free, low-carb, and GMO-free, which is just a necessity in my household. So this is such a win-win. When I first tried this, my kids freaked out because there were two fun cereals on the table. And when they tried them, they were like, oh my God, Mom, this is so good. I was guilt-free. They were excited. And guess what? We all love cereal. Why? Because it's so convenient. Not everybody has time to be doing a four-course hot breakfast every morning, so cereal is great for that. Listen, go to magicspoon.com/nursing and grab a variety pack and try it today. And be sure to use our promo code NURSING at checkout to get free shipping. And Magic Spoon is so confident that their product is backed with 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason at all, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Again, guys, that's magicspoon.com/NURSING. Use the code NURSING for free shipping. Thanks so much.
Yeah.
And really, the thing that has been sticking out is the negative consequences. Okay. Mm-hmm. Like okay. All day long. Do that again and you're going to lose this.
Mm-hmm.
Do that again and you're going to lose this. Okay, you did it again. You lose it. And then the incredible fallout.
Meltdown.
Mm-hmm. And then we go for like round two.
Right.
Oh, you're going to double down? Okay, well, you lose this then.
You're the perfect. You and your kids are the perfect match for each other though, Molly, because Augie doesn't back down and you don't back down. Like some parents make a threat and don't follow through. I'm doing the hand raise emoji right now, but you always follow through. It's one of your greatest parenting strengths.
Yeah. Well,
but even though your son knows that's going to be the case, that mom's not fucking around, he doesn't give a fuck. He'll go for the wall too. He's your perfect match.
Yes, he is. And Tim,
why are they not scared? I don't get it.
Oh, they don't give a fuck.
Right. Well,
fuck.
And Tim is standing by saying, like, you don't see the pattern you two have. Like, it's so negative.
It's so bad. Like, yeah. Wow. Francis and I are like that too. Like, we get very back and forth with each other.
Yes.
And Tim is just watching. And I'm like, can't you help me?
I know. I feel like Garrett will shave me. Like, you realize you're arguing with a 5-year-old, right?
Right.
No, I get that too.
And I'm like, yeah, but I'm right and he's wrong. Yeah. Damn it.
Peter loves to say that. Like, you are way worse than they are. I'm like, oh my God. Yeah. He'll say, they're crying and they're breaking down. That doesn't bother me at all. It's your shrill voice and your screaming that makes me want to crawl in a hole. And I'll be like, oh my God. Yeah. It's like, thanks, babe. It's your voice that gets me, not theirs.
I know that my husband's thinking it, but he's thinking, I'm sure.
There's no guessing in my marriage. Whatever the worst of it, at least I'm going to know what it is. The absolute worst of what he's feeling, I'm never going to have to dig that up. He's going to go ahead and tell me.
The communication lines are wide open.
Yes. There's no guessing. So
JJ and I are the opposite on this one. I'm always you guys know, I just like say, I'm way more of a fuck it. Like, yes, so I can get 5 more minutes of peace. I say yes way more than I should. And my husband is the one that will come in and try to drop the hammer and get some discipline going. And I find myself saying the exact same things to him. Like, they're kids. It's normal for them to be stressed out. What's your fucking excuse? Like, why? Mm-hmm. Kids get tired and they yell and scream. Like, where do you get off yelling and screaming? I'm like, you have every break in the world, which is not true.
Don't tell JJ.
Right.
Yeah. Because you both can't be, and it's not like that 100% of the time, but like you both can't be bad cop at the same time.
Right. Why not, man? Can you imagine? Households would be incredible if both parents were bad cops.
Oh, I know a couple of families where the parents are legitimately always on the same page, and they're raising very great children. They're doing it right because the kids don't see a single crack between mom and dad, so they don't even fucking try. Right.
Oh, yeah. Man.
I feel like Garrett and I are on the same page. We're on the same page.
Garrett Bear's on whatever page you put him on, baby.
That's right. He
agrees with me, and yes. I usually agree with him. But we try to go back and forth. Like, we'll catch ourselves in a pattern of, like, you made a sad choice. This is your choice. That's your consequence. That was your sad choice. You need to make a happy choice. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, God, we're such douchebags. Like, what is coming out of our mouths? So then we try to go back and forth, like, then really highlight, like, oh, I see you're working really hard. Like, keep up the good work. You're making good choices. And just go back and forth. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But right. It's so hard. Once you get in it, it almost feels good to keep punishing. Like, oh, ooh, you did it again. Now I'm taking away your blank. Now I'm taking away your show that I was never going to give you anyway. But I just want to make you more upset.
That's probably how Augie's feeling. When I feel like you're describing where, like, Augie and Mavis go. They know there's no way out. They know it's going to fucking end in flames. But if you're going to go down in flames, you may as well fucking go for it.
Right. Like, totally, Kate. And right now, his go-to is, I don't care when I take something away. And I'll say, you don't care? Your voice sounds like you care.
Oh my God, Molly, I'd be so mad if somebody said that.
Molly's just quietly pushing the buttons as hard as she can in control. And that's what I do to my kids.
It sounds like you care. Your voice sounds like you care. I think you're going to care when Marigold's swimming and having a great time and you're sitting on the poolside watching.
I
do the fucking unthinkable in the Florida heat and he comes out and sits while she swims.
Mm-hmm. It would work. That's a
exactly.
lesson learned.
So why the fuck isn't it working?
Because you guys see on these, on your Instagram feeds, right? Are you constantly yelling at your kids and nothing's happening? Do you want a peaceful household?
I don't see that. Where's that ad? I'll click on it.
Oh my God.
We're about to get it tomorrow.
I'm so about to get it.
We're going to get it right now.
It's conscious parenting, Allie.
Probably conscious parenting. The woman seems lovely. I think that we could probably get some amazing tools. They're just like, that type of parenting does not work. And it's not going to give you a harmonious household. One of the things that Phoenix has learned through his schooling, he's so lucky. I need to get on board. They have friendship circles and are studying nonviolent communication. And once you look into that, it's you guys maybe have heard, Sarah, I know you have, of the author Marshall Rosenberg, who have created nonviolent communication. And they there's books for children as well. But to actually learn it, it's about making observations and not blaming or not making any statements like you did this or not making any demands in your parenting. Once you learn it and try to practice it, it is so hard. And I realized, like, I'm the most violent communicator that ever existed on the planet.
Okay. So Allie, take me through a morning where your kid wakes up on the wrong side of the bed, but you have somewhere to go. So it's like, oh, here's your bagel.
I don't want a bagel.
Like that kind of a morning. And you have to get through breakfast, brushing teeth, putting on clothes and getting in the car.
Molly, can I just say one thing though about what you said about Augie? Like, why isn't it working?
Yes, please.
I actually, like, what is Augie? 5?
6.
Okay. I actually don't. I think it's just too early to tell for sure if it's working. Because you're making it sound like that's the only kind of parenting you do. And that's, it's not. It's absolutely not. I think, like, and I've said this a million times on text, and I'd love to know if listeners have the same experience. Mavis, as I've said a million, million, million times, has always been my most volatile child and the one that has pushed my buttons the most. And I feel like sometimes our communication has been so bad, and talk about violent communicator. Hello, I've like frisbee thrown her plate into the sink a million times when she won't eat her dinner. But guess what? She's about to be 7, and it's this incredible shift has happened. And believe me, it's not like my parenting got any better. It's like she just now, she doesn't want the fight either. She just wants what she wants, and she's learning how to get it better. She doesn't want to fucking, she doesn't want to go.
She just has more control of her emotions or what?
Yes. She doesn't want to fucking go toe to toe with me about every fucking thing, because she knows we'll never get to the pool or we'll never get to the dessert, blah, 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 blah. So I don't know.
Yeah, wow.
I don't know if you're doing it wrong. You're going to see it shake out in a year or 2 years. And I bet you did it right.
Oh, God, I hope so. Okay.
Yeah, wrong, right. If you're consistent, that's huge. And also at the end of the day, when he's a teenager, when he's a young adult, it's like, did you put in the work? Yeah. Who know? You know, the work looks different for every single family, you know, discipline. I see, I do have friends though that are just talking it out in the most gentle way. Everything's a discussion with the child. Everything's a discussion, you know, it's like, oh my God, the answer is fucking no. And we're going because I said so.
Right. But I just lose my temper. I very much really do try. And then once it doesn't work, I just fucking snap. You guys, I snap. I have a short fuse.
We all have a different little spin on it. We all have a little different spin. This is so funny.
I do like.
I used to look at that parent though and be like, oh God, that's horrendous. And now I see, okay, I think at the end of the day, that's going to be an amazing human being. And she's actually got it right. And I am what you would call the violent communicator. Anyway.
Stop calling yourself that. I'm mad at you.
Oh, you're not.
I don't understand. Like, what, like, I just feel like they don't get it. Like when kids are, maybe Francis is just so young and I haven't had experience with an older kid, but like, I don't know. I just feel like she's too young to understand the consequences of some of her actions. Like,
yeah, maybe. Goldie is, for instance. So by the way, I got to say with Augie, like, it's not just he's being bratty about putting shoes on. I use these consequences when he is super disrespectful, like riding his bike ahead of me through the neighborhood, screaming, I hate this. Leave me alone. You're so stupid. Like, oh, you're done. You're done. Mm-hmm. But so Goldie, she's 3, right? Just a few months older than your kid, Sarah.
Yeah.
She and Augie were arguing and she did like a running start and kicked him in the ribs. And he was like, "Oh, mama." And I was like, "Marigold, do not ever kick your brother like that." And she got this glimmer in her eye and she backed up and went
for number 2
and kicked him in the ribs as hard as she could. And he is taking it. That's one thing he doesn't do. He does not hurt her on purpose.
It's time for a quick sponsor break. You guys, who doesn't want thicker, stronger hair? No, seriously, who doesn't? I do. I want thicker, stronger hair. That's why I am using a product called Nutrafol. And, you know, women don't often talk about thinning hair, but nearly half of all women experience it by as early as age 40. Half, you guys. And if you're one of them, you know it can feel scary and stressful, and it only adds to the problem. Nutrafol is formulated with potent botanicals to help you grow hair as strong as you are, and it's physician formulated to be 100% drug free. So even if you aren't experiencing thinning hair, Nutrafol can help you grow thicker, stronger hair. The product is really good, and you know it's coming from a good place, which always makes me feel better when I'm bringing products like this into my house. So whether you're experiencing thinning or not, you deserve hair as strong as you are. And Nutrafol can help you achieve your best hair growth naturally. So you can grow thicker, healthier hair and support our show by going to Nutrafol.com and using promo code NC to get 20% off. This is their best offer available anywhere. Plus free shipping on every order. Get 20% off at Nutrafol.com, promo code NC. Their best offer anywhere, 20% off at Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code NC for hair as strong as you are.
But I said, okay, do it again, and you are going to lose your penguin, which is basically like the most valuable thing in her mind. You're going to lose it for a day. It goes up in the cabinet. She knows what that means. And she, with a smile, backs up. And takes her third running start and nails him again.
So I was like, it's worth it to me. She's
the minute her toe hits his ribs.
Love her.
The minute her toe hits his ribs, she starts saying, no, 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 no. And I calmly walk over and I snatch the penguin, calmly walk over to the fridge and put it up in the top cabinet. And then she continues the tantrum that will go on for 40 minutes.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but that's the right move. You did the right thing.
Absolutely did the right thing.
Molly, I just feel like we live parallel lives with our kids.
Oh, I do too.
So I'm having trouble with Matilda as well with those kinds of things, but also with like bedtime stuff. And my therapist actually is a child therapist too. And so I had to ask for some help because it's getting so bad at bed. And she was like, you absolutely, like, first she gave me like all the language to use with her to try to like go in the other direction. Like, the problem is she doesn't want to put on her diaper. She feels like she's a big girl, but she pees all night long, you know? So she's like, I don't want to wear a diaper. It's for babies, but she pees. So like, she has to. So I was given a list of language, like, you know, this is why we have to do this. It's, you know, it's not healthy to sleep and pee, you know, whatever, like went through all the things. And then she's like, if you go all through all the things and then you let her cry. And while she's crying, you say, you know, like, I see you're crying. Do you want mama to cuddle you or do you need some space? And she's like, you do all those things. And then if after like 15 minutes, none of this is working, it's time to pivot, shut it down, pick a consequence that's going to work. I don't care if you have to empty her room of every toy and book. Do it, follow through, because once you don't and they see you're weak, they feel more lost and out of control than ever. So the other night I was like, okay, I'm going in. And I did like 20.
I just love the word pivot. It makes me feel so powerful to pivot. Decide. Fuck. It's like, I'm not giving up. Pivot. I'm fucking pivoting.
Bitch, I can pivot.
Pivoting.
I pivot like an NBA player. So I pivoted and I said, if you take your diaper off again, you will not go to Cece's tomorrow and Levi will go without you and do the lemonade stand and you will stay home with mom. And I just looked her dead in the eye and I say, good night. And so I leave the room. I go back in an hour to check, and you guys, the diaper was like just attached on one side by the tiniest little piece of sticky. She had like ripped most of it off, but left it on a skosh, like such a fucking pro.
That's so Mavis. That is so Mavis.
Oh, like, God. But that's so funny.
But it has been working. Like, I've been getting her to go to bed and wear it, but it takes so much focus, effort, and patience to do that 20 minutes of like staying calm, using that language. I mean, I'm like looking at my phone, timing it because it's so hard.
Oh, it's so hard. And it's the last. It's so hard. And we've said it, a million times. It's the last. It's you're the most tapped out at bedtime yet. But you also are being required to give more than you've given all day, right? When you also are on empty. It's so fucked up. Sorry, Sarah, go ahead.
Oh, that's okay. I was just thinking, like, sometimes I feel like Frances is beefing me up like all day for the bullshit she's gonna give me at bedtime.
Recently
she started saying, "You're the best mommy ever."
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Buttering up.
Like, yeah. And I really just feel like she's buttering me up because then at nighttime, she's like, stay with me for 2 minutes. She doesn't understand what 2 minutes is. So, like, obviously, when 2 minutes is up, I'm like, okay, I'm out of here. And she grabs hold of me. She's like, no! I don't want you to go. I want you to stay with me. Which is so heartbreaking.
But it is. And you're just so tapped out. You don't have it in you.
I don't have a heart. I don't have a heart to break at bedtime. I'm done. I'm like,
right.
I really do feel like she's just buttering me up with these sweet little things that she's saying. Like, there's no way she really means. I mean, I don't know. Like, does she really understand how, like, that's the one thing that a mom always wants to hear?
Yes.
I'm sure. Absolutely.
How? That's the part I don't get about kids.
Like, because at every single age until they're like 12, all kids are ever trying to figure out how to do is get your attention. That's their only, that's like what they're using 75% of their brain for. So like, just like they figure out if they cry, you'll come pick them up when they're like 3 months old. Like Franny's not stupid. She's so smart. She's like, dude, my mom fucking eats this shit.
Right. Totally.
So gullible.
So gullible.
She's got your number, Sarah.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. All these little bitches have our numbers. And I do remember, gosh, I wonder if it was on an episode or just in real life. Kate, you were like on a week-long trip of just have like, yes, you were just going to be a yes mom.
How did it go? I can't remember.
I think it was going great. It's
fucking great.
I say yes. I actually.
Well, they asked for cocaine. Yes. You have to say yes.
I say yes. I actually say yes constantly. And I'm always telling my kids, I will say yes until you give me a fucking reason to say no, aka you put a toe out of line.
Wow, but I'm the exact opposite.
But I basically am like, I'll say yes all day until you cross me. And I don't think it's like, and you know what? Wow. It works great with May. It works great with Wilder. It works great with Edie. And it fucking bit me in the ass so hard with Mavis because she was the one who was like, I'll take your yes and I'll fuck you up the ass with it.
Yeah.
And I'll raise you.
Why is it? It's like we got it from mom. And we used to say it too. No matter what, my instinct, the answer is no. The answer is always no.
Right. I do try to remember that.
I have to fight against that. Why?
It feels really good to just be like, yeah, why not?
Yeah, no, it sucks being such a buzzkill all the time.
I know.
But I can't like not be.
You're not none of you guys, but I don't consider any of you guys to be buzzkill parents whatsoever. You feel that way about yourselves, but that is 100% not how your kids are feeling about you. I feel like you guys show your kids a great time plus boundaries.
Can I have another cookie? No. Can I have a cookie at all?
Can I watch another show? Hell no.
No. Hell no, you can't have a soda. Hell no, you can't have, like, no. No, the answer is just no. You already know that. And guess what? On top of that, don't ask me. I am angry with you now because you decided to ask me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, nailed it,
so,
girl.
So, Allie, I think you and I are dealing with some same issues from our past.
Yeah.
Right.
All right.
I got one.
Okay, let's hear it.
This is a fail. Let's see. I was having dinner. We have dinner once a week where it's like a Zoom dinner with friends, but we all cook a part of the meal and then we deliver that part of the meal. Have I said that before? Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I have. So we're eating that dinner. We're having that dinner and all the kids from the families start begging us like, oh, can we use your phone? And house party each other. Like the older kids are like, can we house party? And so if you don't know what house party is, I think everybody does by now, but it's like a FaceTime app kind of where everybody can jump in and see each other. So to get the kids off the table, yeah, here's my phone. You guys can go into Augie's room and be on house party with your friends. And about 15 minutes in, he comes out just panicked, holding the phone out at me. Just mama, holding it in my face. I'm like, okay, get that out of my face until my eyes focus and it's 911 is on the phone.
Oh my God.
No.
Molly.
And I look at the call and I see it's like 27 minutes.
Oh,
I mean, sorry, seconds. Oh, 27 seconds. And my reaction to seeing 911 was to scream.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it feels like you're in trouble.
Okay. Yeah. I screamed and then I hung up.
No.
Yeah. I would have done the same thing. Totally.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then I'm shaking it like, shoot, I did that wrong. And
did they call you back?
Phone starts ringing and calls me back. And just as I'm picking up the phone, the police roll up to the house.
No way.
Damn, girl.
Oh, yes. My God.
I was like on the phone, like, oh, my gosh, it was my son. Everything's fine. But I'm like, there's a voice on my shoulder or an ear on my shoulder, really listening to what I'm saying. And after the scream and stuff, like, wow, this sounds like I'm lying. Like, hi, it was my son. Everything is fine. I was so shaken. I'm so sorry. I shouldn't have given him my phone. I really shouldn't have given the lady on 911 was like, honestly, ma'am, like this is happening all the time.
All the time. Then, oh my God, all the time. Yeah.
Because I think like, yeah, I think kids are getting hold of their parents' phones a little too often right now.
Yeah.
And then I had to go out and you know, deal with the officer. And then the officer gave my kids tattoos, which I was like, again, this goes with the episode topic. I'm like standing behind the kids, like shaking my head at the officer, like, no, that's not, you don't.
We're don't not rewarding
reward him.
Anyway, that was like over a month ago, but we just haven't, I haven't had time to tell you guys.
Unbelievable.
It's a good one.
That's yeah.
Terrifying.
When Molly called me to tell me that, I said, oh yeah, that happened to me yesterday.
What?
Oh yeah. My God.
Quarantine, they probably got a lot of 911 calls. Accidentally.
Absolutely. Mavis has called the cops multiple times. Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But never never the cops showing up to my house. That's freaking crazy.
Yeah. Oh, God. They're taking it seriously.
Wait, did they wear masks?
No.
Okay, cool.
No.
FLA.
Okay, great.
Forgot what state I live in.
Right.
Right. I have a fail.
Okay.
It's also I think I texted you guys a photo, but it's also about a month old or like 3 weeks old. Time is just slipping through my fingers. I don't understand it anymore. But I have my glucose test, you know, my gestational diabetes test.
Yes.
And you know, we're down here in South Carolina, and I was like fasting the night before, which, as you guys know, I'm somebody that has to basically eat, pregnant or not. I need to eat every 3 hours. Like, I eat right before I go to bed, and I eat right away when I get up. I'm just eating all day. That's just how I'm built. And I hate the fasting test. And so it's like no food after midnight, which, don't laugh, is hard for me, and no coffee or anything in the morning. I get up and it's pouring down with rain, and I have to leave the house at 7 for my test, whatever, whatever. I get in the car and I put the car in, it's pouring, it's like raining sideways. I haven't eaten, no coffee. I put the car in reverse, but actually I had put the car in drive, and I fucking hit the gas. And I drove the car at maximum speed into a tree.
Like, no! Oh my God. Yeah. Oh my God. Damn it.
Kate.
Damn it. Allie,
Kate.
Damn it.
Damn it.
Allie, damn it. Damn it. I was. Damn it. Before I could even freak out, Allie, you popped in my head, because I was like, Allie, what this would happen to Allie? It's the only person this would happen to.
Damn it.
I had crept out of my house so quietly, so I didn't wake anybody up. And then I had driven our minivan into a tree in the yard. I put the car in reverse, and the undercarriage of the car was caught on the bottom of the tree stump. Oh, I hit reverse. The wheel started spinning in the mud, and the bumper just came right off the car. I couldn't even.
It's now time for a quick sponsor break. I want to talk to you guys about Cosmetology, this awesome company that was created by Dr. Janice Covey, who's a mom who was frustrated when her youngest daughter was diagnosed with eczema at about 3 months old, and she was disappointed in the lack of affordable organic products available on the market. So with her background as a compounding pharmacist, she decided to make her own line of products for her children, and we get to benefit. Have you guys heard about the lotion bars? Okay, so what's a lotion bar? It's a solid moisturizer that contains effective organic moisturizing ingredients like shea butter, olive oil. It doesn't contain water, so that eliminates any need for alcohol or other potential hazardous
preservatives or chemicals, which is great. The lotion bar is nature's nourishing ingredients in a practical applicator. So it's great for travel. They're solid and they can't spill. They're TSA approved. They're awesome for kids because kids can apply them without making a mess. And we know how that goes with the lotion, right? It's available in 4 great essential oil infused scents. It also comes in unscented. And this is the product that really launched Cosmetology, the brand, because it's so cool. It's their best seller. It's available in original size and mini for on the go. It's solid, concentrated, and nourishing lotion and an easy applicator. And I want you guys to check it out. It's so fun. And another thing that we need is soap, and Cosmetology has this dialed in. Their hand soaps are so awesome. I've told you about them before. I love them because they're extra foaming and the scents are incredible. My kids love washing their hands. They have their game and they're, you know, we go to other people's houses and they're like, where's your foamy hand soap? They don't have Cosmetology, Mom. So we love this soap. And you know, why do you want to wash your hands or your kids' hands with products that are laden with harmful chemicals? We don't want to do that. So that's why we love Cosmetology. The soaps have 5 available essential oil infused scents, which we love, and they contain nourishing oils that leave the hands soft. And that's my favorite feature about their soaps, you guys. I have cracked dry hands after I wash my hands because of those oils. My hands are soft. The skin feels really good. So that's awesome. Okay. Cosmetology's got a great offer for our listeners. For any first-time purchasers, you receive 15% off. Again, 15% off. If this is your first order, I want you to go to Cosmetology, that's Cosmetology.com, and use the code NAIL at checkout. Try it, guys. You're going to love it.
I was in the car like, I don't even think my heartbeat went up. I was just like, damn it. It's just... Yeah.
Damn it.
Just fucking damn it.
Oh my God.
And I came upstairs to the house and I went into the bedroom. Of course, I've said these exact words to my husband so many times. Babe, don't be mad.
Yep. Yep.
My God.
I was like, hey, Jay. And he was like, still half asleep. He was like, whoa, you're back so fast. Everything okay at the doctor? I was like, oh, yeah, babe, don't be mad.
Great.
Don't be mad, but something happened with the car.
Something happened.
Just give it to him real slow.
Something happened with the car. And he was like, okay, you need me to give you a ride? I was like, I don't know. You should come and take a look and see what you think.
Oh,
you guys came out on the porch. It was raining so hard. My car was in 2 pieces and one was attached to the tree. He was like, what the fuck? Anyway, so car got towed and he was a saint about it, actually. He was, for my husband, on a scale of 1 to 10, I'd been expecting 11 and he only gave me like a 7. So... I'm calling it a win.
Yeah. Wow, Kate. I'm glad you're okay, girl.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, she's...
Oh my God. That is insane.
Yeah.
I have a fail. Okay, so a few weeks ago, where to begin? I'll start the beginning. Sure. I just have some weird, like, stomach issues and just issues. And I have a friend who's a nutritional therapist, and she was like, let me help you, no charge. I'm going to help you out. Let's do some blood work. Let's do a stool test. Let's figure out what's going on. I think something's going on in your gut. And I'm like, okay, great. So she's like, I'm sending you a stool kit.
You got a leaky gut.
Maybe. So she's like, you need to follow the instructions, do the deal, send it in. So I'm like, okay. I stay up late at night. I'm like reading the directions over and over. I'm super nervous because I'm not good with poop. I know it's going to be really hard for me. So the next morning, I wake up and like you have to poop in like a French fry dish, you know, those like little square.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
So like get up at, okay. I get up at 6:30 in the morning to poop and I go into the bathroom. I like put my gloves on. I'm like so nervous. And I like do this huge poo in a French fry dish. It's so big. It weighs like 1,000 pounds.
Oh my God.
And I'm like shaking and I like put it on the bathroom counter. It's so early in the morning.
No.
I'm wearing gloves and then I open up the like little vial and it like it's liquid and there's like a little tiny spoon and you have to scoop out sections of the poo and like
oh, mix God. It.
And stop so I'm, calling it poo. God.
Sorry. I don't know what to call it. Shit.
Poo.
Just poop. So I'm scooping in the sections of the poop and mixing it in the vial. And I'm like,
Oh my God.
I don't want to, because she's like, a lot of people screw it up. Do it right. Because if you don't, like, you have to do it again. And it's very expensive. And I'm like, okay, I'm not going to mess this up. And I'm also just gagging. It's just awful. Yeah. So I'm like scooping up my giant shit in a French fry dish. It's so heavy. I'm wearing gloves. I'm naked from the waist down. It's 6:30 in the morning.
Are you wearing your mask?
I'm not wearing my mask. I should have. But Barge comes in, Levi. Hey mom, what you doing? And I'm like covered over my dish of shit with the spoon. And I yell, get out of here.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
So shameful. He just runs away, his little feet pitter pattering away. And then I just felt so bad. Like, what did he just see? Mommy naked in gloves, mixing my shit in some liquid vial.
It's going to take him so many years of therapy to make sense of what he saw, Chrissy.
Totally.
I didn't even acknowledge it. I just was like, sorry, baby. Mama was doing something.
Mama was doing something.
You have the best story.
What's the result? I got him. I have a bacteria, a bad one. And also she said it's probably why my periods are crazy because I got to go back to the text because I don't like actually absorb any knowledge. Oh, so she said you're actually high in something that prevents your body from detoxing the hormones it doesn't need. So you're reabsorbing them. I'm going to help you feel so much better. Everything's going to improve.
Very, very exciting.
Dang, I want her.
That's good. She's amazing and I'm very excited. Oh my God.
Wow.
I know. We're
back.
Oh, well.
Dang, that's fucking funny though.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good time.
Okay.
Love you, cool. Levi. Cool. I have a fail. It's work related, so I'm sorry. It's probably really boring, but
Sarah, do not apologize. We're the only one of us with a career that is so demanding that you're like going hard right now, deep into the summer.
I'm still going hard. There's no stopping. But I miss my work. I miss going to work so much. I like my job a lot, and I like the people that I work with. Anyway, so we got an email saying like, hey, could you guys look over XXX? And get back to me. And I wrote my colleagues and I was like, hey guys, you know, we could probably address this, you know, each one of us working alone. But I thought maybe it would be nice if we just got together on a Zoom call and we could do it at the same time and it would be nice to see one another. Let me know what you think. And I was like, you know, I gave them out an out and I was like, I mean, I totally get it if you just want to do it by yourself, but I think it would be nice to see each other. And then of course, in like the next day, like one of the first emails I get of the day, and my coworker was just like basically no. Like, she didn't even say, like, thanks, but no thanks. She was just like, I'm going to do this by myself.
Oh my God.
Oh, boy.
Well, yeah.
Okay, shut
total
down.
Fucking diss, man. They don't miss me.
No, they're sick of their screens. They're definitely, it's got nothing to do with missing you.
I'm the coworker. Like,
at all.
I'm like, the coworker.
No. Me too.
Yeah. I really love that attitude, Sarah.
I'm so hungry for like personal interactions. My, yeah. I, Our family has opened up to my sister's family, and so we spend time with them now. And whenever I get my sister alone, I am just like fucking word vomit all over her. I feel bad for her.
No, she loves it, I'm sure.
She loves it.
She probably feels the same.
I literally said to my boss today on the phone, we were on a Zoom call and I had my video on, but no one else did. And I literally said to my boss, you guys, I am so lonely.
That's your fail.
Yep, right there. Damn it.
Damn it.
I'm so lonely, boss lady. Hold me.
Damn it. Sarah, damn it.
Oh, gosh. Wow. Damn it. Allie, you got anything this week?
My nail is my husband traded tree work for a sweet vacation spot down the road from us, which feels really good. We're living in luxury for a little bit. But my fail is that we were out just, you know, outside enjoying the deck area in the pool. How amazing. We feel so lucky. We got to trade. And then the next morning I got a knock on the door. And I'm like, oh God, okay, who's knocking at the door? I'm like, where's Peter? He needs to deal with this. Of course, he's on the toilet, like our husbands just constantly are, several times a day, right, Pretty?
Mm-hmm. All day long.
Yeah. So I answer the door and it's an elderly man. And I'm like, hi there. And he's like, you guys renting this place? What are you doing? I'm like, is everything okay? You were up so late last night making noise. And I was like, oh my goodness, we were too loud for you. I'm so sorry. Yep. And he was like, things need to be shut down by 9 p.m.
Oh, geez.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm so nervous. Like, fuck, we've ruined everything. We're going to get called out. Going to call the owner. We've ruined it. We're going to have to go back to the mountain in the mud. And, but by the end of it, I was like, this man is really old. I know how to do this. I was so scared. Like I was shaking at the door, like the policemen were there. And I was like, Allie, come on, turn this around, sister. You have the upper hand.
Allie.
Yeah. There you go.
I'm going to have to call out ageism.
Okay.
Molly?
Sorry.
Oh my
sorry. You're right. But I was like, don't be afraid, Allie. Come on. So I just was like, you know what? What else can I do for you? Is there anything else that you need while we're here? Oh, no. He starts like backing down. He was like, you're here for a week or whatever. I was like, yes, you come over for tomorrow. I'll make you lunch. You come anytime. I would love to make dinner for you. You know, the more I started saying like, let's hang out. I'll cook for you. What can I do for you? He's like backing down the wow, steps. Like, oh no. He's smiling. Like, yeah, no, it's okay. I was like, we will be quiet. No, you make as much noise as you want.
Yeah. Oh, you had eaten out of the palm of your hand.
Anyway, but I started super scared. And then I remembered, you know what? What would my mom do? She'd just start offering food. To just start like offering things to people. So it worked.
Wow.
I think, well, that's always a good code, killing with kindness.
Yeah.
For sure. God, I was really wondering where it was going.
I was really hoping you showed him your boobs real quick while Pete was taking your shit.
Yeah. Crossed my mind.
You guys know, though, that wouldn't have worked. Damn it.
Oh gosh. Okay.
Call this episode Damn It.
Damn it.
Damn it.
Okay. Oh, I love you guys very much. Miss you.
Love you too.
Love you guys.
We love you, listeners. We really, really love you a lot.
Hey, everybody, keep doing what you're doing. It's crazy times out there, but everybody, let's just work together and cross our fingers and our hearts for some change, right? This could be an incredible time for change. So love you all.
So, yeah. Love you guys.
That's it for now. Check you guys next week for another Nursing and Cursing, where we won't tell your husband that you accidentally let your kid eat a cat turd.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.